So the scripture that I'm going to share with you is from Romans 8, beginning with the 31st verse. So what do you think? With God on our side, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing God's self to the worst by sending God's child, is there anything else that God wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare to even point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying, not threats, not backstabbing, and not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They have killed us in cold blood because they hate God. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one at a time. But none of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love. Because of that way that Jesus, our Savior, has embraced us. Now, the obvious question in the light of Orlando. Really, Pastor? Because where the hell was God as people laid in a bathroom stall bleeding out? Where was God when this maniac loaded up his gun, found a way to stick it into his pants, walk into a bar loaded with people there to have fun? Where was God? Why would you read this to us? To remind you that the greatest gift that God gave us was a free will. And God has never gone back on God's word. We get to make choices. We get to decide how we live our life. And with that said, there are consequences for the choices that we make. The individual who decided to walk into Pulse is never going to be able to tell anybody what he was thinking or ask for any help. Because our choice was, he wasn't coming out of this alive. You know, when 9/11 happened, I was so terrified by those pictures that they showed on TV where people were jumping out of the 95th floor windows. And then it wasn't too far after that that it began to occur to me that there was going to be mass destruction following 9/11 like we have never heard of. Oh no, not by a foreign country committed against us, but us against them. You see, what's lost in all of this conversation, in the rush to dehumanize the people in Orlando has been this race to politicize, make things political. I get paid to talk. Amen.
Thank God.
And thank God I didn't have to spell that. In that race to decide whether it was terrorism of the Islamic State, and you saw all the politicians, you know, do some of the most incredible things that I've ever seen in my life, including blaming the President of the United States. And then you had the preachers that got up in their pulpits and said, well, there are 50 pedophiles that are dead tonight. We should be happy. And then, of course, as the story began to come out and we begin to find out that the shooter apparently might have been conflicted about his sexual orientation. There were those that had rushed to the judgment that immediately started saying, well, it's not so bad for the gay community then. It was one of your own. And there's Columbine that we have to be worried about. There's Sandy Hook. Nobody was as upset. And I have one friend from the black community that managed to put up a post about the 300 brothers and sisters that were murdered just after the Civil War somewhere in South Carolina, North Carolina by the KKK. What shall we say then to all of this? If God is for us, who could be against us?
All right.
Well, brother and sisters, it's pretty clear to me who's against us. It is the world that we live in. It is those people who dedicate their lives to telling you how to think, telling you who you can love, telling you whether you're an acceptable person or not, telling you whether you're successful in the community or not, by whether you have a job and a house and a car and 2.5 kids, a dog and a cat and a parcel of land. That's who's against us. Because, see, we get caught up in it. We try to do all those things. And so when something like Orlando happens, it shocks us. And we forget what Jesus said to us to begin with. See, while everybody is so worried about people's sexual orientation or what bathroom they use or what socioeconomic status they are or what race they are or what religion they are, they have completely forgot, as Christians, the only command that we got from Jesus during his time on earth is that you are to love your neighbor as I have loved you. Mm-hmm. I don't need to point out to you folks that if you're going to call yourself a follower of Jesus, you don't walk into a bar with an AK-47 and shoot the place up, regardless of who's in the bar. And thank God she's up.
All right, we're good.
If you are a follower of Jesus, you should know by now that people are not judged by whether they believe he's the Messiah. Oh, yeah, did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. It's Jesus that told us that what God is concerned about is if when people were hungry, we fed them. If when they were thirsty, we gave them drink. When they were sick and in prison, did we go visit them?
Amen. All right.
This, my friend, is how we get there. Nobody can point a finger at any of you.
Amen.
Paul's got it right. If God is for us, who could be against us?
Amen.
I say to my community, we have been the target of the religious right and the political right for as long as we have existed. They have been trying to kill us, electroshock us, pray us right out of existence. If God be for you, who can be against you? In all their efforts to wipe us off the map, folks, we're getting married. Ain't nobody with a gun gonna chase me back into the closet.
Amen.
Ain't nobody with a gun in the name of whatever religion is gonna make me afraid to walk the streets of this country I live in. Because if we do, then we don't buy what's written here. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That God is for you. Your name is written on that. And yes, we're going to have all kinds of challenges. And there's going to be people that do all kinds of hateful things. But there's only one person you can control. And that's you. And if you're okay with God, then walk like it. Live your life like it. Do not let these fools tell you that you have no place with God. Do not let them convince you to be afraid in this world. Because you know what? I don't want to sound too arrogant here. But when I leave this world, I know that God is going to be waiting with open arms for me.
Amen.
Amen.
And in some cases, that's a hell of a lot better than what I got going here.
Yeah.
And on the positive side of things, I am assured through the reading of this scripture and the promise of Jesus Christ, I will see each and every one of you there one day.
Amen.
Amen.
God ain't throwing nobody out because of their religion, their sexual orientation, or how stupid they behave in this world. God bless you.